Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is July 17, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. PayHawk launches in Lithuania. Global spend management solution PayHawk has launched in Lithuania and opened a new local office in Vilnius, aiming to develop its solutions in the region. FCA publishes feedback statements for its 2022 discussion paper. The Financial Conduct Authority has published the feedback statements for its 2022 discussion paper focusing on the competition impacts of big tech entry. Bank Asia to invest in proposed digital bank. Bank Asia has announced its decision to sponsor a proposed digital bank with an investment of 125 million takas for digital services or cashless transactions. Security bank partners with ACI Worldwide. Real-time payment software provider ACI Worldwide has announced a partnership with Philippines-based Security Bank to reshape the bank's real-time payment hub. Hyperpay acquires Sanad Cash to expand its offerings across MENA. Saudi Arabia-based payment gateway Hyperpay has acquired spend management fintech Sanad Cash to augment its digital payment suite across the MENA region. World Remit adds Naira currency as option for transfers to Nigeria. World Remit has launched Naira currency remittances for Nigerians, available through bank transfer, airtime top-ups, and at cash pickup locations throughout Nigeria. Wallet Factory offers digital wallet engine to IMS Ventures. Wallet Factory has partnered with IMS Ventures to offer its digital wallet engine and API-based tools for businesses in South African emerging markets. Convera selects Temenos to modernize payments in the cloud. US-based B2B payments provider Convera has chosen Temenos Payments Hub running in the Temenos Cloud to modernize its payments infrastructure. Olo launches card-present payment processing services. US-based Olo has launched card-present payment processing solutions to improve the in-store shopping experience for clients and simplify payment management. PXP Financial accredited by Visa as a token service provider. Global acquiring, payment, fraud, and data analysis services company PXP Financial has received a Visa accreditation to become a token service provider. CoinDCX augments compliance processes with Jocada. India-based cryptocurrency exchange CoinDCX has partnered with Jocada to further strengthen their anti-money laundering, AML, compliance processes. Company, Create launches Web3 Rewards Tools app on Shopify. API-first community activation platform company, Create has launched a Web3 Rewards Tools app on the global commerce company Shopify. Egyptian payment startup Flash picks up $6 million seed investment. Flash, an Egyptian startup offering cashless transactions to businesses via QR codes, has closed a $6 million seed funding round. Fidesmo and Wareanize team up. Fidesmo, the provider of the leading payment tokenization platform Fidesmo Pay, and Wareanize, the innovative payment service provider for Swatch Pay, are thrilled to announce their strategic and commercial partnership. NAB scam alerts prompt customers to stop $270 million in payments. NAB has intervened in more than $270 million worth of customer payments which raised scam concerns in the 4 months between March and July, according to new insights. PayHawk opens office in Lithuania. PayHawk, a leading global spend management solution, has launched in Lithuania and opened a local office in Vilnius. Hyperpay acquires Synad Cash. Hyperpay, the largest and fastest growing payment services provider in the MENA region, has announced the acquisition of Synad Cash, the leading Saudi spend management fintech. PXP Financial wins Visa accreditation for token payments. PXP Financial, the expert in global acquiring, payment, fraud, and data analysis services, announced today it has received accreditation from Visa, a world leader in digital payments, to become a token service provider. UKG acquires payroll provider Amedes. UKG, a leading provider of HR, payroll, and workforce management solutions for all people, has completed the acquisition of Amedes, a leading global payroll provider with technology and services supporting more than 160 countries in 120 currencies. FSB strengthens regulatory framework for crypto assets. The Financial Stability Board, FSB, has published a global regulatory framework for crypto asset activities based on the principle of same activity, same risk, same regulation. Mike Slateholm appointed president of Broadridge International. Broadridge Financial Solutions, Inc., NYSE, BR, a global fintech leader, today announced the appointment of Mike Slateholm as president of Broadridge International. Brothers imprisoned over P2P investment firm fraud. The brothers behind a British peer-to-peer style investment platform have been sentenced to a combined 8 years in prison for fraud and money laundering. FCA to revamp social media guidance. The Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, plans to take another significant step in its work to combat illegal and non-compliant financial promotions. Happy Returns improves returns process for merchants, customers, and environment. An increase in product returns and less patience from customers have made the returns process a nuisance. AFS powers the Isla Bank prepaid cards offering. Bahrain-based fintech enabler Arab Financial Services, AFS, has announced that it is powering the newly launched prepaid card offering from digital mobile-only bank Isla Bank. Loyalby partners with Cheddar. Embedded rewards platform Loyalby has partnered with UK-based open banking customer rewards app Cheddar to facilitate Loyalby's user base transition. Thunes extends Series C funding to $72 MLN. Netherlands-based B2B payments platform Thunes has raised $72 million in its Series C, with help from Visa, EDBI, and Endeavor Catalyst. Bottomline launches payer name verification service. Financial technology provider Bottomline has launched the payer name verification service, which is an expansion of confirmation of payee, COP. Gnosis launches a Visa card to bridge crypto and traditional finance. Blockchain project Gnosis has launched a Visa card that allows users to spend funds from self-custodial wallets anywhere Visa is accepted. Visa joins Series C extension round in Thunes. Cross-border payments company Thunes has extended its Series C funding round to $72 million with support from Visa, EDBI and Endeavor Catalyst. DeFi startup for bond trading Athena raises $6 million. Athena, a startup developing the first ever internet bond, and a new Ethereum-based stablecoin secured by derivatives, has emerged from stealth with a $6 million seed round fundraise led by blockchain-focused venture capital firm Dragonfly and supported by BitMEX founder Arthur Hayes and his family office, Maelstrom. Euroclear completes acquisition of Goji. Euroclear, the global provider of financial market infrastructure, today announced the completion of its acquisition of Goji. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.